waking from their sleep. Monsters swimming from the deep. The headless horseman rides at night. Vampires out until first light. Halloween is finally here. Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat. The owls are flying through the air. Black cats slinking everywhere. Skeletons out of the graves. Bats and cyclops from the caves. Halloween is finally here. Trick or treat.
Starting to lighten to gray. And then there was a time when a quarter past five was a whole other side of the day. Oh, look at you now, bright-eyed somehow, and swaying to a song that ain't playing out loud. And I lose the thread like, forget what I said. I'm the deer in the headlights again. Cause
it's not a Halloween song, but there was a day, actually it started last week, I listened to that song at the start of the my Monday, and oh my heavens, I should start every day with that song. That is OK Go This. What a great song. Bears and Lions did Halloween, Greg Latto did Wicked Fun Halloween, The Replacements did Cruella de Vil, Punk Rock Factory did Mask, not a Halloween song, even though it has the word mask in it, that's how I came across it. Actually, a cover of the theme song to from a, I think, a French superhero show from like the 1970s, but fun little song. Start off with Playdate, Zombie Bop, new music from them. Coming up before the end of the show, we are going to be joined on the phone with the team from Fort Flutter, which is a very cool installation at Fortlandia at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center, for those of you listening on KUTX 98.9, or everybody, you can go to Austin. It's open to you. We'll also have new music from Saul Paul, and might hear you get some MC Frontalot. That's all coming up. You should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined by Elliot, Liza, and Jake, who are involved in the Fortlandia, one of the forts at Fortlandia at Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center, one of my favorite places in Central Texas. And it's this fascinating combination of visual art, and it's got music, which is not, I don't think, part of that thing usually. So maybe I'll start with Liza and Jake, the designers and producer, if you want to describe sort of first broadly what Fortlandia is and then what Fort Flutter sort of is within that.
Happy to start. I am Jake, the producer of this project. And Fortlandia is an amazing design exhibit that happens at the Wildflower Center. There are currently 8 forts on display. And it's really important that people have fun by climbing on them, jumping on them, like going actually to them. And so we wanted to come up with something that really took that to the next level. And so I will hand it over to Liza, who really was the brains behind how this turned out.
Sure. So I'm Liza Fishbone. I'm the lead artist and designer on this. And we created Fort Flutter. It's an interactive sculpture that you can play on, and it looks like a big butterfly airplane. So it comes from this one day when I was on a walk around my neighborhood, and I stopped and I was watching all these butterflies kind of flit and flutter from flower to flower, you know, pausing to spread their wings and collect their pollen. And at that moment, a plane flew over my head, distracting me from my peaceful,
your reverie,
solid walk. And then, but it was at that point where I was like, boom, idea, butterfly airplane. They have a lot of commonalities. They kind of look like each other. They migrate, they transport, they can be used for distribution. Flower has nectar guides, which is like the runway to a butterfly.
Oh, sure.
And so that's where we really came up with this idea. And all three of us are really into creating artwork that is not just visual or not just audio-based, but something that's really, really immersive. We like to bring people into these other worlds and make them have a completely immersive experience. So with this, it's not just a butterfly airplane. It has a backstory. It has lore. It has characters. Some of the characters are these little caterpillar pollen delivery guys that work together to pack and address and ship the pollen to flowers all around Texas. And they wear these adorable USPS style hats. You can see them in the plane.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And so the more we worked on it, the more the world kind of expanded to us. And we were like, we need to take this fort to the next level. We are not people that stop at one thing. We like to really go extra with all of our artwork. So we were like, this needs a theme song, and we need a cinematic theme song. And so that's when we got in touch with Elliot to work on something.
That's awesome. So Elliot, I'm going to come to you in a second, but I'm looking at a photo of it. What's the scale? Is this like 12 feet tall? What's the rough scale that we're talking about here?
It's 6 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
It's about 12,
so this is kid
wide.
Kid scale.
It is
which
kid.
Is great.
Yeah. So yeah. You can fully climb on top of the wings and sit on them. Kind of like you're one of those old circus people that used to stand on top of the airplanes, the biplanes.
Yeah.
That was one of our inspirations as well. So yeah, it's fully like you can climb all over it, pretend like you're the pilot, pretend like you're packing and delivering pollen. The eyes on the front, we made them so that they're googly eyes, so you can actually spin them around and make them point all different directions from one another.
That's awesome. Well, and climbing on the art, I don't know if any of you are familiar with City Museum in St. Louis, but this feels like that vibe to me. in.
Yes.
This is odd radio, so I have to tell everybody on this screen just went, yes! Yeah, one of my favorite places,
so,
for sure.
A fun fact is that I am from St. Louis, and
amazing.
Elliot is also from St. Louis, and City Museum, I grew up going to City Museum. I was a my parents were like kind of involved with it, so it was a really huge part of my childhood. So that's where a lot of this like immersive, everything should be laid on, everything should be climbed on, everything should be, just that's one of the most inspiring spaces. I'm really excited that you know about that.
So Elliot, tell us, it's Elliot.waves. Tell us about how you got involved and how you pursued this mission.
Yeah. So Liza reached out to me to create a theme song for Fort Flutter. She already had like sketches, and I think the construction was in progress. So I had a lot of images to work with. But as a songwriter, I come at things from an emotional place. So I started to think, in this universe, who are the people? Who are the creatures? What do they think about? What do they care about? What do they want? And so I came up with the idea of a person, not sure, you know, what their species is, but for the purposes of the song, they're on the ground and they're looking at the sky far above where the butterflies flit and flutter, and they really want to be a part of the action. They just can't, like, dream of anything more than to join Fort Flutter and learn to fly.
That's so awesome. Well, we're going to play the song here in a second. It's Fort Flutter at Fortlandia at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center outside of Austin. I don't know, maybe it's almost in Austin at this point. Austin keeps spreading. You can get information about it on the website. It's open, I think, until February of 2025, so lots of time to get out there. It's a beautiful piece. I suspect the other forts are also great, but probably not quite as good. That's my guess. But I don't know. I'll have to go check it out. Liza, Jake, and Elliot, thank you so much for joining us, and we will hear the song. It's called Fort Flutter, right? Is the name of the song?
Fort Flutter.
We're going to call it that. That's what we're going to hear. Thanks, Alpha.
Look up at the leaves, the flower petal canopy. Everything beyond it feels so far away. Floating out of reach, a buzzy little company of pollinators making their deliveries. Take me away, 'cause I wanna be out there tumbling through the sky, chasing summer sky. Take me away to that special place where I can learn to fly. Balanced on a leaf, and I'm about to take the leap. I'm diving off the edge and into me.
Which is another way to say bounce back. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to bounce back? Yes, sir.
Bounce back, yeah, we bounce back.
What'd you say?
Bounce back, yeah, we
never
bounce
give
back.
Up.
Never give up. Ah.
Bounce back, yeah, we bounce back.
we will not lose.
It's magic, overcome the tragic. I was weighed down in that sadness, but we up now, I'm a champion. I switched the shades up, different perspectives. I took a L, I flipped it to a lesson. Others see rejection, I just see a blessing. When the door closed, that's a redirection. I set my GPS to excellence. Had to go off-road, set the coordinates. Can't forget them nights and my loneliest. Not so many trophies on my wall, they look like ornaments.
About me is what I learned about me. I will not quit. I want it all, every last bit. Hey, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. My rewards only reflect my efforts and chores. So bounce back, you can count that.
That is new music from Saul Paul. The song's called Bounce Back. Also heard the theme from Fort Flutter after chatting with the very nice folks from Team Fort Flutter. That's what I'm calling them. I don't think they're calling themselves that, Team Fort Flutter, but I don't know. Maybe they will. Music here from MC Frontalot.
Possessions and they haven't any agency, decision or discretion, and we've got the choicest one right here, our famous daughter, a jewel that mustn't fall to any robber or marauder. She's the gilding on our fortune, but a portion of her beauty would be plenty to entice the finest. Thus we're snooty on my, who do you think is good enough for my little girl on? Cause you know the whole world's wide, the whole world's long, and in the expanse of it she might be the most valuable. Keep her in the house until she's wed, she might be malleable, she might take up with interests that mean no marrying her then, to the very very handsome of men. Listen, it's a burden being wealthy, but the rumors I collect indicate there is a suitor who could be without defect. So beautiful a feature that he matches a bride. Now he's courting in the evenings, hope the stars could align. Collide.
Anything you could have, we have it. Even got a devil in the attic. Anything you could have, we have it. Even got a devil in the attic.
Of reasons, the beautifulest boys got my daughter feeling feelings through a fence, and their chaperones don't think us dullards. In protection of our asset, we keep her visage covered, and his family's intent to do the same, they say in shadow. But tonight's the night it happens, please don't think us shallow. We're excited to inspect him, all we've heard, he's such a prize. They'll be wedded in our parlor once she looks into his eyes.
All right, please, nobody panic, but there seems to be a supernatural disturbance upstairs.
Even yours to give. I'm a ghost, a spirit of deity. My reality is your realty. I cause quite a sadder for our daughter, who's got this abomination for a husband. He's all busted up and ruined. Wish we'd seen him in his glory. Wish this could have been a happy story. As the high class people our whole family used to be, I must apologize for hosting the mostly demon-free, except for the one exception, ruined evening of the wedding. The other father fled it early. Please convey to him my deep regretting.
Actually, I've been here the whole time. I was just admiring these sliding screen doors. These are nice. How do you slam these?
Anything you could have, we have it. Even got a devil in the attic. Anything you could have, we have it. Even got a devil in the attic.
Even got a devil, even got a devil. Even got a devil.
Is called, as you might have guessed, Birdie Chicken Cow. It's new music from Mr. Super Dude with Kindercharten. And fun little song. MC Frontalot before that, Devil in the Attic here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child and Friends. We have reached the end of the show, end of the special Halloween show next weekend. We'll start, it's November, and we'll shift appropriately. Hope you enjoyed it. Appreciate you being here every week. My name is Bill Childs, and I am with you every week. We come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. You can also go to KUTX.org and stream the most recent show right there. Just click on listen. We start and end every show with They Might Be Giants this week. It's another spooky one. It's Marty Beller Mask. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
I'm steaming up the inside of my Marty Beller mask, 'cause I'm really Whitney Houston on the drums. It's been 15 long years since I put on the Marty mask. You're the only person that I've ever told. Don't walk away from me, I will always love you, but how will I know, trick or treat? I can see you through the eye holes of my Marty Beller mask, but I'm really Whitney Houston on the drums. I was disenchanted, stardom was so fake. That's when I got back into to the drums. Marty was convenient, a vessel for my dream. I knew exactly how to fill his shoes. Don't walk away from me, I will always love you. But how will I know, trick or treat? I can see you through the eye holes of my Marty Beller mask, but I'm really Whitney Houston on the drums. Marty gets the mansion, and I get his skins. Don't walk away from me, I will always love you, but how will I know, trick or treat? I am steaming up the inside of